purpose is not found in making intellectual decisions. It's about making godly ones. Your frustrations are a good indication of what God has called you to. Purpose doesn't find lazy people. The people who leave the biggest mark on this earth are the people who pursue their purpose. Hello, 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 family. Welcome to Finding Beauty in Marriage, your podcast for all things marriage and a place where we build beautiful and fulfilling marriage. And today you get to see a very, very rare sight is that I'm riding alone. I'm riding solo. My wife will come and ride solo as well. I believe so. But yeah, and it's simply because I am talking to the single people today. But remember, this is really to build beautiful and lasting and fulfilling relationships. So anyone, whether married or single, this would still be a good lesson or a good episode for you to listen to. And this is simply because today we are looking at something that everyone needs. Whether you're married, as I said, whether you're single, whether you're looking or you're not even looking, this is something that you need to find as a person. At some point in our lives, each one of us will stumble upon this question, a question of purpose, right? Each one of us. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you are a Christian or not. At some point in your life, you'll ask yourself this question. Why was I created? Now, what is purpose? Purpose is the reason why something exists or why something is done. Purpose is the reason why something exists or is done, right? Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why was I created? Why was I created? Why am I here? And I believe this is one of the most difficult questions you can ever ask yourself, because this is a question that really speaks to purpose. And finding the answer to purpose has never been an easy task, right? And maybe, just maybe, it's because we are asking ourselves this question rather than asking God. Well, I don't know, but maybe, just maybe, that's why we are not finding answers to this question. But we'll talk about that later on. One thing that we need to know about this question is that it will never leave your mind until it is answered. You might avoid it, you may teach yourself how to avoid that question, but it will not leave your mind. At some point in your life, it's still going to come up again. And if this question has never come up in your life, I guess you just watching this video already gives you something to think about. Why were you created? Why are you in this earth? What is it that you have that only you can give to this earth? Because we all have a different gift that the world is waiting for us to execute, right? Now, why is it so important for us to find our purpose? Why is it so important for us to find our purpose? Number one, purpose will show you where you belong and give you your role in life. Have you ever been in a place and just felt like, I don't belong here? I know with myself, when I started my work in corporate, It's the question I always ask myself. Should I be doing this? Is it something that I should be doing, or I'm just going by the wind, you know, because I studied for something, now I need to just be working in that field. And this happens to a lot of us, and we just don't know how to get out of that cycle, right? Because we are taught to go to school, get a degree, and then go to corporate. And that's literally most of us, that's all we know. Right? But that question still begs in our hearts and in our minds. Why am I here? Why was I created? Number two, purpose will give you an unquenchable fulfillment by aligning your actions and goal with something greater than yourself. If you look at history, if you look at anyone, even in your life right now, the people who leave the biggest mark on this earth are the people who pursue their purpose. The people who understand that this life is not just about themselves, but it's about other people as well. And they do all that they can in order to make sure that the next generation receive the gift that they came here to deliver. We are all just delivery people, you know? We are all just delivery people. The problem is most of us are still sitting with people's packages, you know, and that's the gift that the Lord has given unto you. That gift needs to be delivered to the world. You cannot live throughout your life and die having not given your package or given your gift to the world. Number three, purpose will help you maximize your time, energy, and resources towards activities and pursuits that are meaningful and fulfilling. See, purposeful people, you will not find them at every party. You will not find them at every invitation. Why? Because they have found their purpose, and usually they will only do things that lead or that give a step forward towards their purpose. And that's, I pray for that for you, that you find that purpose that allows you to maximize your time here on earth. Because once you find your purpose, it's going to be so much fulfilling to do it. Whether you are being paid for it or you're not being paid, just the fact that you did that will be so fulfilling to your life. Number four, purpose serves as a guiding principle in decision making. It will help you align your choices with your values. And I love this one so much, because purpose, especially now that we're talking about purpose in the context of relationships and marriage, purpose will help you even decide who to marry. Because your purpose needs someone who's going to be supportive towards it. Your purpose needs someone who's going to even give you their time towards their purpose, while you're also doing your time towards their purpose. And I think at some point we will talk about finding your purpose as a couple, because I think we wrote about this in the book, Finding Purpose as a Couple. We'll talk about that. But before you can find purpose as a couple, you need to have found purpose as an individual. And that's so important, because remember, this whole teaching of today comes at the backdrop of me saying, you cannot expect someone else to be the source of your happiness, the source of your joy, and basically the source of your purpose, right? Because what happens then when that someone leaves, then it means you are useless, which is not the case, which is not what God has designed us to even feel like. You know, we all have something that God has given us, and He wants us to deliver it to this world. And therefore, purpose will help you decide, will help you make the right decisions in order to lead a fulfilling and a beautiful life. Number five, purpose will help you identify and leverage your talents, strengths, frustrations, and passions to make a positive impact in this world. And I've spoken about this already. It's about making impact in this world. And by impact, I'm not saying save the whole country. You know, what I mean is the people around you. You know, it could just be your family. You living your purpose could just have something to do with the salvation of your family or the breakthrough of your family. And if you are not going to find that purpose, it means your family remains in bondage. Some of you, your calling or your purpose is really towards your friends. Just those three friends you have that you met in high school or that you met in university, you know, it's about them. Your whole life could be about them. Because if you save them, then you have saved the whole nation. Or if you've saved them some way or the other, then you've saved an entire continent or even the world. You know, I'm saying this so that we don't think of purpose in the scale of your Madiba, you know, who've brought independence to this nation, or, you know, the big people, your Martin Luther King, you name them. Every time we are talking about purpose, people are thinking big things and forget that purpose could literally mean you are just taking care of your family. But we'll get into some of these things as we proceed with today's episode. Number six, and the last one, purpose will inspire you to live intentionally and leave a lasting impact on others and the world around you. I think I've just reiterated this. It will help you be intentional about what you are doing in your life. It will help you be intentional about every single thing that you are doing in your life, because you know that your actions have impact. Your actions have impact to your family, to your community, to the nation, and to the world. You know, it's the small things that we do in life that really make a huge difference, especially in today's age. Now, let me just read some verses so that we put all these things into context, right? Isaiah 43, verse 7, the Bible says, "Bring all who claim me as their God, For I have made them for my glory. You hear that? For I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 says, so whether you drink or you eat or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Right? Number 3, Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. The Bible says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Are we seeing the pattern in these things? The only common denominator here is God. That whatever we do needs to be glorifying, needs to be pleasing unto the Lord, right? And that's where purpose, real purpose, is really found. It's so important to notice that, or to understand that, you cannot find purpose outside your Creator. You cannot find purpose outside the designer. You cannot find purpose for something unless you find and you get to speak to the person who designed it. Same applies to us. We cannot find purpose outside God. Because as it declares in Isaiah, he says, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. So the only way we can find our true purpose is if we really stick to the Lord and go back to Him and ask Him, why did you create me? Why did you place me on earth? I mean, He could have decided to create you as an angel. He could have created you as an elder in heaven. He could have created you as anything, but He created you as a human being to His likeness. Now the question is, why? Why did you make me? Why am I here? And I believe this is a question most of us still have to this date. And I hope by today we'll have some tools that we can use in order to get to the answer. Now, as I said, we all have different purposes. I need us to understand that. We all have different purposes. Each one of us has something different and unique to bring to this world. But each one of us has the mandate through their purpose to glorify God. How we glorify God in our purpose is what gives us the uniqueness in our lives. Now, the best way to find out if what you are doing is indeed God's purpose over your life, just find out if it pleases God. Because God did not create you with a purpose that will not please Him. God did not create you with a purpose that will not please Him. Now, how do I find my purpose? I think that would be the question for most of us in here. How do I find my purpose? Number one, we need to understand purpose from God's perspective. We need to understand purpose from God's perspective. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, and I know most of us know the scripture. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Ephesians, on the other hand, Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, understanding purpose from God's word or from God's perspective means understanding that each one of us has a unique purpose. And also, it takes understanding that purpose is not about personal fulfillment. Purpose is not... So this is now understanding purpose from God's perspective. You need to understand that your purpose is not about personal fulfillment, but about serving God and others. It's really about serving God and others. It's not about you. It's about serving the people God has placed around you, but also ultimately giving God the honor and the glory. That's what purpose does. That's number one. Understand purpose from God's perspective. Because most of us think purpose, maybe finding my purpose will help me be rich. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. That is a possibility. But also, you need to remember that when you do find that purpose, however rich you become, however successful you become in that, you are still serving the people around you, but also still serving God the way He wants to be served, right? Purpose, from God's perspective, is not really about you. It's about making you more of a servant, actually, than more of a person to be served. Now, understanding purpose from God's perspective also means you know that your purpose cannot be defined by the world. Your purpose cannot be defined by the world. What do I mean by that? If I came to you, maybe pause this video and answer this question. If I came to you and say, what do you do for your living? What would your answer be? What do you do for a living? You know what the world has taught us to do? The world has taught us to answer that question with our jobs, right? We say, I am an IT specialist. That's what I do for a living. Have we relegated God's purpose over our lives for just a job that I do from 8 to 5? Because yes, you are an IT specialist, but is that really what God has called you for? Is that what God created you to become? I mean, unless that is indeed your purpose, but I don't want us to just accept that this is what I do for a living while pointing to our jobs. For most of us, our jobs is how we earn a living, but not what we do for a living, not what we were created to do. And I hope this will give you a thing to think about, to say, when someone asks you, what do you do for a living? That should be your purpose. I don't know if you remember in the book of John, when John was asked, what does he do? His response was basically to say, he is there to just pave way for Jesus. You know, he is there to pave way for Jesus. And we know how many lives he's impacted, including the life of Jesus himself. So I hope that gives you a something, you know, I hope that gives you something to think about when someone asks you, what do you do for a living? Number two, how do I find my purpose? Identify your gifts, frustrations, and passions. How you identify your purpose is by identifying your gifts. What is it that you are gifted in? What is it that I can say, wake up now and do, and you'll do just fine? You know, what are your frustrations? What are your frustrations? Because many times we shy away from things that frustrate us. But one thing that I learned in my life is that sometimes your frustrations are a good indication of what God has called you to. And we need to know, what is it that frustrates us so much? For instance, you would know this channel, Finding Beauty in Marriage, was birthed from a frustration between myself and my wife, that we've noticed just how much marriage is getting so much bad publicity. You know, we always hear about bad marriages, but never once do we hear about good marriages. And even if good marriages are spoken about, they don't trend like when a bad marriage is spoken about, right? It's not a trending issue. So already the publicity around marriage is so bad. So we decided to make this channel in order for us to bring light, you know, into the beauty that people can find in marriage, right? Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8, the Bible says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance to your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do it diligently. And if it is to show mercy, then do it cheerfully. Right? Now, we are told here that every single thing that we do needs to be done diligently, right? Especially once you have found your gift. If you can identify your gifts, identify your frustrations, and identify the things that you are truly, truly passionate about, you are most likely too close or already have found your purpose, right? So do not shy away, especially from frustrations, because frustrations are usually a good indication of what God has called you to. If little kids who don't have teeth frustrate you, maybe you need to start a medical practice that helps, or dental practice, you know, that helps bring the smile back to kids. I'm just making an example, right? If a dirty community frustrates you so much, maybe you are called to create an organization that's going to help clean up the community, right? So pay attention to your frustrations. It's easy to pay attention to your gifts, yes. It's also easy to pay attention to your passions. But it's the frustrations that we also need to pay attention to. And I hope this helps you find as well, or leads you to your towards your purpose. And number three, stay authentic to God's view of you. If you are going to find your purpose, you need to know how God perceives you. You cannot think you are a dog and go and do what kings do. Right? You cannot think you are a nobody and go and do what a somebody would do. So be authentic to God's view of you. One of the things that I always ask myself whenever there's a thought, especially a negative thought about myself, is who told you? I ask myself that question. Where is that thought coming from? My wife always says, you need to question your thoughts. You know, whenever you have a thought, question that thought as well. To ask yourself, where is this thought coming from? Why am I thinking like this about myself? Why is this thought lingering in my mind? That way you are able to easily get rid of things that really don't speak to how God perceives you, because it's so important to know and to understand and to really grasp how God perceives you. Because if God says you are a king, you are a lord, you can't afford to view yourself otherwise, you know? And if you are to find your purpose, you need to really know how God perceives you. What does God say about you? Here's a question to you. Have you ever asked God how he perceives you? Have you ever asked God what he sees in you? Have you ever asked God what he created you for? Because if you've never asked him those questions, chances are the devil can use that gap to feed you an identity of yourself that God does not approve of. It's so easy to forget who and what God says we are, especially when we face uncertainty. The Bible says in Joshua 1 verse 9, have I not commanded you? This is now God speaking to Joshua. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I just want to say to you, the road to discovering your purpose will not always be easy, right? And you will face some really tough challenges, because the devil will not just let you find your purpose and just let you cruise towards fulfilling it. Because he knows that a godly purpose that is fulfilled is defeat to the devil. So you will definitely, you know, get some ups and downs, but don't forget who you are in the Lord. Don't forget what the Lord says and who the Lord says you are. During that time when things just don't make sense because you are pursuing your purpose, when maybe your purpose is to start a huge enterprise to hire 10,000 people, but you can't even hire 10 people at this moment, you know, when that doesn't make sense, you still need to remember who God says you are, because that is going to be key to leading you to finding and to pursuing your purpose. Now, every time we pursue our purpose, we face these common challenges, the fear of failure. Most of us are not pursuing our purpose because we fear we are going to fail. Number two, we compare ourselves with a lot of people. You are unique. You are different. You are a unique species. You are designed for a different purpose. Stop comparing yourself. You are only delaying yourself. Societal pressures. Some people call it peer pressure. Some people will buy a car before you. Some people will buy a house before you. Some people will start a business before you. Some people will get a job before you. But that doesn't mean you are not in your purpose. And sometimes your purpose does not even involve all those things. But because we just want to be like everyone, we miss our purpose trying to fit in the standard of this world, what people have set as the standard, right? You need to know who God says you are and stick to that. Do not deny us the gift that the Lord has given unto you to give unto us because you just want to be like a Bongani Maluka. You know? Yes, we need a Bongani Maluka in this world, but we also need you who is different from me. Right? We all have a role to play. And I need you to pay attention to what the Lord created you to be. Because that's exactly what all of us are longing for. So find that authentic God's view of you and stick to it. Number four, be intentional about deciding with God. This is a big one. This is a big, big one. How many times do you decide with the Lord? Because if you are to find your purpose and your purpose is godly, you will need to decide with the Lord. And what do I mean by deciding with the Lord? Think of it today. How many decisions have you taken today that the Lord was involved in? Or are you so self-sufficient that you don't need to decide with God? How many decisions have you taken today that you've consulted with God and you've gotten the go-ahead from God? How many decisions have you taken today and the Lord said no to? Or the Lord said no to and you continue to still do them? Because that's how you need to live your life if you are to find purpose. And you practice this. It's not a once-off thing. You know, you practice this on a daily basis from the small things, you know. Ask from the Lord. Ask from the Lord with the small decisions that you are making. You know, like deciding where to go, how to drive as you are going to work. Are you taking this road or that road? You know, those decisions, try and involve the Lord in those small decisions. And you will see your relationship with the Lord will grow. And you will be able to make bigger decisions like the decision of purpose in your life. The Bible says in Proverbs 16 verse 3. In Proverbs 16 verse 3, commit to the Lord whatever you do. He will establish your plans. I want to say this to you. Purpose is not found in making intellectual decisions. It's about making godly ones. Purpose is not found in making intellectual decisions. It's about making godly decisions. Not all intellectual decisions are godly, but all godly decisions can be intellectual. So as you continue with your life, remember to involve God in every decision making of your life because it's going to lead you to your purpose. And for you to live a life that is filled with purpose, that is a purposeful life, God will have to be part of it. You cannot do it on your own. No one else can give you the answers to your life. But God alone. Number five, trusting in God's plan. Trusting in God's plan. The Bible says in Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Now, God has a plan for each one of us. God has a plan for each one of you, even when things seem so uncertain, right? And that means we need to trust in God's timing. when you are going to, if you are going to pursue your purpose, you'll notice that God's timing is a bit weird, right? But it's still perfect timing anyway. God's timing might be today, might not be today, might be this week, might not be this week. God's timing is not like our timing, you know. God's timing cannot be calculated. I think that's all I'm trying to say. God's timing cannot be calculated. So we need to trust in God that in all that he does, or in you pursuing your purpose, God's timing will be just in time. Amen. That God's timing will be just in time. Trust in God's sovereignty. We need to really trust in God's sovereignty, because we know that he is all-knowing and he is in all control, and he will lead us directly to our purpose, right? Now, to close it off, let me just reiterate, how do we find your purpose? First of all, you must understand purpose from God's perspective. Number two, you must identify your gifts, your frustrations, and your passions. Number three, you must stay authentic to God's view of you. You must stay authentic to God's view of you. Number four, be intentional about deciding with God, right? Number five, trust in God's plan, right? And I just want to say, while you are trusting in God's plan, sometimes that may mean you are waiting, right? During that waiting, do something. Your purpose will find you while you are doing something, while you are working. You know, your purpose will find you. Your purpose will not find you. Purpose doesn't find lazy people. Let me put it that way. Okay? Purpose doesn't find lazy people. Purpose finds people who have pulled up their sleeves, who are wearing their boots, who have hit the ground, and they are doing something. And purpose will most likely find them. Right? And I hope this has become... I hope this has been a very helpful teaching to you, that before you even get into a relationship, before you can even think about marrying, perhaps this is one thing that you need to find. Just find your purpose. You are not here by accident. You have been created to be in this earth for a good purpose, for a fulfilling life, and for a life of impact. So discover your gifts. Discover your frustrations. Discover your passions. And live each day being intentional about what God has designed you to be. And trust in God's plan for your life, and he will lead you to your purpose. I hope this has become a fruitful teaching to you, and I hope this has made you see purpose from a different lens. I hope it has made you understand purpose from God's perspective, and that you can go out there and live your life in full. Remember to like, share, and comment, and please make sure that you subscribe, so that this message can be seen by many other people, and they also may change their lives. Thank you for joining us again on Finding Beauty in Marriage, and I hope the Singles Lounge is very happy to receive this teaching today. Thank you. See you again. Keep loving. Keep tight. God bless you.